Good afternoon, everyone. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Even though I could not remember the name of our show right then. Yes, PJ. Did you see? You probably couldn't hear it in there. Pastor Jim, Chip Collins looked at me and he said, what's the name of your show? And I just looked at him. I mean, all these shows run into my mind, you know, Go Yard and Words of Life. And he looked down on my paper where I have music and it said Living the Good Life. So he said, it's Living the Good Life. And we just cracked up. I mean, because I couldn't even remember right then. Because we were talking football right before that. And also talking about that great show that Dr. McKay and Apostle McKay just did. And how fascinating it was and interesting and wonderful. And we were talking about all that. And I just, their show is Truth Talk. I know the name of their show. Uh-huh. And it was great. And we were listening and really enjoying it just then. And then that's why I drew a blank, I guess, to what we were about to do here. So welcome to Living the Good Life. And that is our show from Beacon of Hope Ministries as we begin today our two-hour show right here on TANTalkNetwork.com. And I am Pastor Marcia McAllister. I do know that. I know who I am. And let me see. You are?
Associate Pastor Jim Ellsbury.
Yes, you are. And probably the finest associate pastor that I've ever known. And I've known a few in my day. And we're almost 9 years together now, right?
Yeah.
Is that about right?
Yeah, over nine.
Over nine? Okay, it's over nine. Wow, that's crazy. You know, it's just wonderful when you're having this much fun working with somebody. And we do work very well together. We just came from our Sunday morning service, followed by a short board meeting. And then here we are, ready for a great show today. And Betty will be joining us in just a little while. And, you know, it's one of those days, Pastor Jim, where the anointing of God, the presence, a lot of people aren't familiar with the word anointing, but the presence of God in our services and in these shows is so dynamic, so amazing, so wonderful. And you just sit in awe of what God is doing, what he's doing in the Truth Talk show right before us. We love those people so much. They are our friends. We love them. And then coming in here and having the privilege to sit in these chairs and speak the word of God for 2 hours is totally and amazingly wonderful. Wouldn't you say, PJ?
I definitely agree. I love just sharing the word, talking about the word. It's a privilege to be able to do that. And you had mentioned the anointing. Because I said at the board meeting, even our communion service today was anointed. And that,
yeah.
You know, most people think communion is just some old dry ritual, little cracker, little grape juice. Not at Beacon, certainly not this morning. I mean, the Spirit moved. We played a song and the Spirit moved. And
yes.
We prayed, you know, for people would be healed during communion.
Right.
And we prayed for people
to
be healed.
Anointed them. Crazy, you know, time, wonderful.
Well,
wonderful
because
presence of the Lord.
When you're in the presence of the Lord and when your church service revolves, I guess, around the presence of the Lord, it's not a dreary thing or a dull thing to come to church. It's something that you expect. You
Woo!
Want to be
yes.
there because you know you're going to meet God and he's going to meet you and you're going to walk out of that service changed.
Oh, absolutely. We come with expectancy every Sunday, as we do right here for the show. We come with
Amen.
Expectancy because God never lets us down, and he fulfills his word. We're going to talk about so many amazing scriptures today. It's really going to bless you. We're in our series, Rest in Peace, and it does not have anything to do with dying except for the aspect of dying to self so that we become more like Jesus. But it's really about true living, Pastor Jim, and that when we learn to walk in the peace of God and really walk in it and understand that God wants us to live like this every day, then we can go through our days resting instead of going through our days in chaos and restlessness and anxious and worried. And God has, it's his desire that we learn to walk in peace and rest in peace.
Well, absolutely, because not only is that, I mean, there's so many benefits to that.
Yes.
First of all, I believe it makes your blood pressure go down. You just get generally healthy when you're at peace. That's, it's stable. You're stable. You're not, you're able to make decisions more wisely because you're not jumping into some, you know, into things. You're just better able to take care of yourself when you're at peace.
Absolutely, you are. And we're just so amazed at the presence of the Lord and how he is working in our lives and teaching us these wonderful concepts that we all need to really be getting a hold of and getting a handle on, you know? Ah, so true, so amazing, so wonderful. And we're going to, let me find the right song here. Yep, that's the one. Okay. We are going to start today with a song by Casting Crowns. And it is entitled, The Word is Alive. Why would we want to start with that, Pastor Jim?
Because the Word is alive, and Scripture says it's living and active.
It is.
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes.
I mean, the Bible, the Word, is not just some dead thing.
Right.
It is alive, and it is life-giving.
And it certainly is. Here we go. Casting Crowns. Let this get down on the inside of you. The Word, your Bible, it's alive.
Throne, the Father of light and of men, chose to make himself known and show us the way back to him, speaking wisdom and truth into the hearts of peasants and kings. He began to unveil the word that would change course of all things with eyes wide open, all would see the word is alive, and it cuts like a sword through the darkness with a message of life to the hopeless and afraid, breathing life into all who believe. Even still, and as the rain falls from heaven, feeds the earth before it returns, Lord, let your word fall on us and bring forth the fruit you deserve. With eyes wide.
Love that song. The word is alive. It is alive.
Amen.
And you know, that's what makes this not a job, not a responsibility to be in here week after week at this time right here on our radio show, but it makes it a privilege because we are talking about the living word of God, who is Jesus, but is also the pages, the written word, as it says in Hebrews 4:12, that is able to cut and divide us and show us what's going on down on the inside of us. Truth talk, the show before us. they're the same on the same mind that we are with this type of thing. The Word of God is alive. The Word of God wants to come alive in each of our listeners today, Pastor Jim. I know that with all my heart.
Amen. Amen. And as it does, what you said is correct. It will, it may show us things. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Yes, it does.
I like what was in the song, what Casting Crowns sang,
yeah.
Cuts like a sword in the darkness.
Yes. Yes, I love that.
And that's
that.
What happens on the inside of us. We we all tend to have dark areas, things we
absolutely.
We think we're hiding from God, when if you read Psalm 139, you know, it ain't happening. He already knows everything about us.
Right.
But sometimes we think we can hide them from ourselves. And the Word of God reveals that, not so God can smack us upside the head.
Right.
Because that's not the purpose. The point is to get the darkness out of our lives.
Yes.
I mean, I know in my own life, whenever the Word has revealed something to me, it also, you know, something dark and icky, then it's always also revealed the way to get past it, the way to get
right.
through it, the way to get over it.
Absolutely.
You know, God doesn't just point out our faults to leave us lying in the dust, panting.
Right.
He points out our faults so that we can become more conformed to the image of Jesus.
Oh, amen.
And he always shows us what to do.
Amen. And Jesus is called the Word also. John 1:1, the Word was first, the Word present to God. I think in New American Standard and NIV, it says in the beginning
was the Word, and
was
the Word
was with God,
and the Word was God.
And the Word was God. God present to the Word was God in readiness for God from day one. I love that. And going on, verse 3 of John chapter 1, everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing came into being without him. In fact, dear one, you could not have come into being without the power of God causing that to happen. And God knows you, as Pastor Jim was just saying from Psalm 139. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. God's Word is life to live by. It's light to live by. And the light, the life light, it says in the Message Bible, blazed out of the darkness. The darkness could not put it out. That Greek word there, and I can't say it correctly, probably, katalambano.
Katalambano.
Oh,
yeah,
I did. I pronounced it with my Spanish accent. Meant to be kept under or down and to stop. In other words, Satan could not stop the light. Satan cannot stop the Word of God from going forth around this globe, and even right now on this show. The devil is powerless to stop the Word of God. If so, he would have done it a long time ago. He would have done it before the Word, Jesus, went to the cross. The devil does not have the power to stop the Word of God. It's the life light that we all need. Whoa. Aren't we glad we serve a risen Lord that's more power? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
First
John 4:4, greater is he that's in us. And so today we are talking more about learning to walk in this peace and how to do it and why to do it. Let's go to Isaiah 55, and then Betty will join us soon. Isaiah 55, we're going to start with verse 1 for a moment. And it says this, hey there. I like that in the Message Bible because that's the way I talk now. Hey there. Hey there. All right. All who are thirsty, come to the water. Are you penniless? Come anyway, buy and eat. Dear McKay's that I was just talking about on Truth Talk last Sunday, we're talking about this concept about when your itch, which is your the thing that you don't want to do but you end up doing, your sin in your life, when your itch is greater and stronger than your thirst. And this just went all through me last week. We talked about it on the show. It's been with me ever since. If the McKays are listening, this was such a God-anointed show you did last week about this. Because so often the itch in us, that thing that just drives us to sin. I was talking about this a couple days ago on the phone with somebody I was ministering to. So often that itch, that thing that causes us to go down the wrong path, that besetting sin that we're having a hard time shaking, that annoying, persistent temptation that seems to just not just, you know, fly over our heads, but roost in our hair and in our thinking, that thing can be so strong. And they talked last week on their show of Truth Talk about this, that sometimes that itch is stronger than your thirst. And when that is the case, you're really in trouble, mm-hmm. right? Because our thirst needs to be the strongest thing, a hunger and thirst after God. Didn't Jesus say in Matthew 5, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Mm-hmm. So when we hunger, and it says here in Isaiah 55, 1, hey there, all who are thirsty, come to the water. Well, the water is the word. Talks about it in Ephesians chapter 5. Hey, are you thirsty today for something in your life? You're not sure what it is. It's not possessions. They won't satisfy you. They'll have a temporary thrill and that's it. It's not relationships, human relationships, because those all have their own bugaboos and problems too. It's not career success, because that lasts momentarily and then something happens and you change jobs or somebody else comes in smarter and brighter and quicker than you are. So all those things that we try to attach the importance in our lives to, that we hunger for, that we thirst after, recognition, finances, prosperity, possessions, relationships, they don't satisfy. The only thing that will ultimately satisfy you, dear one, is you going deeper and deeper with Almighty God in relationship with Him. Pastor Jim, talk, because I think I'm on a roll today. Yes, and it's been going on since this morning, hasn't it?
Yes,
it's not
it has.
Left. It's not left. So go ahead.
Well, absolutely. If we, some of the complaints God gave to the churches in Revelation were that they had left their, Ephesus had lost its first love. They'd left their first love, which means they had walked away. They didn't burn with that fervor for Jesus. And I know, I've been there. I mean, when I got saved back in the dark ages, or so it seems sometimes, yeah. I mean, I was a Jesus freak. For those of you that are old enough to remember what that term means, I was a Jesus freak. I mean, I was just burning up for God.
Were you a hippie?
No, not really a hippie. I was just more
have long hair?
Yeah, kind of.
Barefoot?
No, not barefoot. Not in Indiana in the wintertime. Oh, no.
Just wondering if you were any of that.
No. But, you know, you burn for God, and then it's easy to let the wick get gummed up. You know, if you don't trim your wick, what's going right. to happen to the fire? It's going to go out.
And, can you put that in human terms?
Well, if you don't, I like trimming the wick.
For those that don't understand that,
like with a lantern
right.
or a candle,
right.
you know, that pretty much does its own cleaning, but old style lamps, you had to keep cutting off the part that was burned.
Right.
Or the fire would get all smoky
okay,
and cloudy.
Okay, there you go. That works.
Yeah, yeah. It would get all smoky and cloudy. And sometimes that's what happens with us. Our fire.
Yeah.
Our zeal goes
yes,
out.
Yes, it does. It gets really and it ebbs.
Yes, and we just need to be reignited. That's why I think Paul says, stir up, fan
yes,
into flames
yes,
the
yes.
gift that God has put in you. And I've had to do that in my walk with God several times.
Right.
Where you just kind of, you know, you get a little tired of the word.
Meander along.
Yeah, and you get a little tired of the word. Oh, maybe I'll skip my Bible study for today. And
right.
Maybe I'll just skip it tomorrow. And you know what they say, 7 days without the word makes 1 week.
That's right.
So.
W-E-A-K,
yeah.
week.
So. And that's so true. I mean, if we don't study, the word is food to our spirit.
It is. We have to have it.
You know, it's not necessarily food to our mind. It's food to our spirit. That's the way God made
point.
It.
Right.
Like the manna. It has to be fresh every day.
It does.
You can't hold on to yesterday's manna because it's going to get all wormy.
And we should want a fresh word from God. I mean,
that's what keeps us fresh.
Exactly. That's why we do this show every single week. We just haven't done one show and said, well, there you have it. You know, just that's it. That was all we had in us.
That's all the word there is.
That's all the word there is. We don't have anything more. No, we've been doing it 11 and a half years and almost 12. And so excited. No, almost 11. Is that the deal? Yeah. It started in 07, so it's almost 11 years, right? 10 and a half years. Mm-hmm. And so excited to come in here week after week and give you fresh manna, fresh life-giving word. That's what we're all about. And we don't take that lightly. I mean, those that are on the show with me week after week, we are prepared. We may not know what's going to happen on the show because even though we prepare, God always, he does different things because we rely entirely on the Holy Spirit. And so he takes the show the way he wants to take it, and we want that. We love that. But we come because we're excited to be here.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's football on today, and I love football. And these are important games, but there's no place I'd rather be than right here in this chair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And declaring the word of the Lord, playing this music, talking about God and what he's doing in our lives. This is the best of what life can give.
Oh, absolutely. I love being here. I love sharing the word. And like I said, even as I share, I mean, God has many times, while I'm sitting here, and something will pop out while I'm talking about the word,
right.
God will point out something in the word.
Yeah. Woo. And he does that.
Amen.
He's so good. So we've been talking about this rest in peace. And so often we find that our peace is snatched away from us, I guess, is robbed. We are robbed of our peace day in and day out by the accuser of the brethren, the devil, who comes and accuses you to you. Oh, you're not a Christian. Oh, look at you. Or you don't have any faith. Or accuses God to you. You know, oh, God doesn't care about you. Look at the mess you're in. Oh, yeah, you poor thing. You're a mess. Or he accuses others to us, which is the point I want to get to before we go to Luke 12. Because so often our focus is on other people and how they've wronged us, what they've done, and how that whole scenario seems to rob us of our peace, and it takes away our joy. And we're going to come back to Isaiah 55 later on in the show. But first, let's go over to Luke chapter 12, because Jesus was very aware that this is the way he made us. That we are affected by other people, and we are affected by not only how they behave around us, but so often we're affected by things they say to us, things they do, behaviors they have, that we can get so in our head, I guess I want to say, or so consumed by, did you know what he did? We can get so much into that we lose our peace, PJ. And Betty, are you on?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome, Betty Thomas, Connersville, Indiana, and former member of Cornerstone Ministries, as was I so many years ago when I pastored that church in Indiana. And we are glad you are with us today.
Well, I am glad to be here. Hello, Pastor Jim.
Hey, you got your trip made?
Okay.
You got your trip.
Beg pardon?
Did
you make your trip to Richmond?
Yeah, I'm coming. Yep, coming back from the city of Richmond.
You are right now.
I am mobile.
All right. Well, mobile is fine. So you know, we were just talking about the things that rob us of our peace, Betty, and so often we allow all that. I mean, we generally speaking, we give permission for the devil to harass us. You say, wait a minute, stop there, Pastor. I don't give the devil any permission to do anything. Oh, yeah? Well, when the devil throws a suggestion at you that you need to be really mad and you need to call 1,400 of your closest friends and tell them why you're mad. Just post it on Facebook, yeah. And, you know, put it in all caps or something. And when you go, yeah, good idea, and you do it. Doesn't that rob you of your peace? When you wake up in the middle of the night and you are obsessing over some issue, something that somebody did to you, something that somebody you heard they said about you, okay? or you wake up in the middle of the night and you're obsessing because you can't seem to overcome a habit in your life, or whatever the case may be that you wake up in the middle of the night and obsessing over. Maybe you don't have the money to pay a bill the next day. Whatever that case may be, and when we obsess over that, we are allowing the devil to steal our peace, because the opposite of peace is chaos. The opposite of peace is restlessness. The opposite of peace is unrest. The opposite of peace is anxiety, fear, worry, doubt, all of that junk that the devil loves for us to live in, because he does not want us to rest in peace. Right?
What,
you know, as I said a minute ago, we usually term that term rest in peace to do with death. And when somebody dies, you see it all over Facebook, RIP so-and-so, you know, whoever has just died, or rest in peace. Of course we want people who are dead to live in peace. How about those of us who are alive? Come on. Go, PJ, and then we'll go to Betty.
Can I tell you one of my pet peeves?
Please do, Mr. Pet Peeve.
I hope I don't step on anybody's toes, but at my funeral, please do not read Psalm 23. That is a psalm for the living, not a psalm for the dead.
It is a psalm for the living.
And, you know, but I can't tell you. Every funeral I think I've ever been to,
right,
you always read Psalm 23. And again, it's like, no, that's for the living. And that's what God is saying here. Rest
now
is now.
Now.
It's for us now.
Now.
And, you know, we think of a peace now. The word means wholeness, completeness, soundness. That's what God wants for us now.
Now.
Not in the sweet by and by, which we'll have it there anyway. It's for now. It's for today. It's for this hour. If you've got something going on where you need, maybe you're obsessing about going to work tomorrow. That's one of my favorites. That's one of my personal faves.
Right.
You know, that's what I just have. I have to stop and maybe pray in the spirit for a while. Get into the word. Put on some praise music.
Right.
Because.
Get out of our heads.
Right. Satan wants to steal our peace, among other things. But. You know, once our peace is gone, we start to be on shaky ground, and it's just that much easier for us to get pushed over.
Absolutely, and that's what this show is all about in this series on Rest in Peace. So you're going to want to stay tuned and call a couple friends and have them tune in with you. Betty, your comment before we do this song.
Well, one of the things that we have to be leery of is the schemes of the devil, and one of the things that he does, he comes to seek, kill, and destroy. And that's where, you know, praying in the spirit, doing what Pastor Jim says, get into the word, be alert of what's going on around you. And remember, you have the power to say, get thee behind me, and the devil will get behind you and leave you alone. But again, the power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead lives in us. We have that power to tell him, they hit the road.
Amen. And when we don't do that, why is that, Betty? When we don't get serious about fighting the devil, and let's say we know better, we know to do that, and when we don't do it, why not? Why don't we?
Well, I think that we don't. I believe it's fear. I believe that we come to a point in our life where, oh, okay, I guess that's, you know, it's the mentality that we come out with is, oh, I guess it'll be all right. I can't fight this anymore. I think a lot of times people give up because they're tired of the harassment. They're tired of the, every time I get something good, you know, then it gets taken away from me. So I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to quit fighting.
Right.
Well, that's what the devil wants us to do.
That's exactly what the devil wants you to do,
and
quit.
And that's where we say, I ain't quitting.
That's
because I want to see you put in your place, because I am a child of the King. You know, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus, and it gives us the power that God gives us. It's powerful. It's, you know, it's sharp, like what Pastor Jim, the word of God.
Yes.
I mean, we'll send him flying.
Amen.
And that's why we can't. We've got to, you know, that
Lost you. Are you there?
Are you there?
Yeah, we lost you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Got you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Is we just have to keep on keeping on.
We do, because it's all going to be worth
it. Keep the faith.
Woo! Pastor Jim wants us to use this song right now, and so we're going to do that. It's Mansion Builder by Second Chapter of Acts. Old group from years ago when PJ was younger. Me too. And what do you want to say about that song?
Well, I just happened to take out the CD, and I was playing it on the way up to church this morning. And it talks about not having to worry, not having to fret, because we've got somebody, like Jesus said, I go away to build a place for you.
Yes.
We've got a mansion builder who's not done working in us yet.
Right.
So we don't have to worry. We don't have to be upset.
We have rest.
We have rest. We have peace.
We should rest in peace, don't you think?
Yes, we should.
Second chapter of Acts.
I've been told that there are those who will learn how to fly. And I've been told that there are those who will never die. And I've been told that there are stars that will never lose their shine. A morning star who knows my mind. So why should I worry? Why should I fret? 'Cause I've got a mansion builder who ain't through with me yet. Why should I worry?
And why should I fret? Because I've got a mansion builder who's not through with me yet. Oh, my gosh. Great old song. Yes, I remember the second chapter of Acts from way back when. Woo! So why do I fret? And why do I worry? And why do I get all messed up in a stew, you know? And you know, just all upset. PJ, why does that happen to us?
Well, you'd given us these scriptures to read before. And I think one of the reasons is the parable that Jesus tells just before he starts making these statements in Luke 12 about the fool, as it's titled here, the wealthy fool.
And the reason I didn't include that in what I sent to you, you were out of town last week, but we taught that little section last week. But go ahead and just paraphrase it, because somebody have missed last week's show.
Just really quickly.
Luke 12, starting with verse 13.
There was a man whose land was really productive, he ran out of space and he said, gee, what shall I do? Well, I'm going to build bigger barns. I'm going to build bigger places to put all my grain. And that very night, God said, you fool, this very night, your life will be required of you. Who will now get all these things? What are you going to do with all right. this stuff you've collected? And Jesus said, this is why I tell you, don't worry about what you'll eat, about your body, what you're going to wear. And he says, it's just not worth it. Sometimes we're so concerned about yes. how we look to yes. other people.
Right.
What am I going to eat? We probably all have family members who are professional worriers. My father happens to be one.
That is a profession, I've heard. Yes.
Yeah, he's a profession. My dad is a professional worrier.
Mm-hmm. My mom was.
And, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can't, we worry about what we don't have.
Right.
Or what somebody thinks about us. We worry sometimes about what God thinks about us. And Jesus says, all this isn't going to add any length to your life. In fact, it'll probably cut it short.
Because worrying does not help us one bit. And Jesus points that out. And he knows we're prone to worry.
Mm-hmm.
He knows we are. Let's look at Luke 12 right here. And we're going to start with verse 21. Because I love the way he stops everybody in his tracks. Jesus does and said, that's what happens when you fill your barn with self and not with God. And last week, we talked a lot about doing that and how that gets us in trouble every single time when we're so self-absorbed. So go back to last week's Living the Good Life show right here on tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcasts. Go to Living the Good Life. You'll find last week's show. And I think that will really help you. Looking at verse 22 of Luke 12, he continued this subject with his disciples. And then one of my favorite words... fuss. In the Message Bible, don't fuss about what's set on the table at meal times or if the clothes in your closet are in fashion. There is far more to your inner life than the food you put in your stomach, more to your outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. Look at the ravens, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, carefree in the care of God, and you count for far more. Verse 25 of Luke 12, has anyone by fussing before the mirror ever gotten taller? Have you, Betty? Betty, have you gotten taller by fussing in front of the mirror? I know you would like to be a tad bit taller than the 4 feet two you are, but...
That's true. That's true.
And the teasing continues. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. I won't. We'll get back at you on the air because that would be mean.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. No, we don't want you to be mean.
No, but you know what? There are certain times in our life that we're a product of our environment.
Right.
Where we, I lived with a worrier for almost 20 years, my mom.
Right.
And, worried. I mean, just worried about some of the dumbest things.
Mm-hmm.
And, worried if, we were going to have a storm. That was probably the biggest because then that transferred into my daughter, Megan.
Right.
So you have to be able to identify and distinguish the things that are going to distract you from the peace of God.
Ah, very good point. I love that.
The things that you have to understand that where worry comes from, worry is not from God.
That's right.
So that's going to rob us of our peace. And you have to be able to identify, okay, why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it comes with wisdom.
Yeah.
And that wisdom comes from Almighty God.
Right.
To help us identify, why am I worrying about, and I have to admit, I have done this because I like to be a servant. So when I serve things, or serve people, I want it to be perfect.
Right.
Okay. That is an area that I fight daily is because I think everything that I serve needs to be perfect.
Right.
Well, everything in my life is not perfect, but I have to accept that and understand that God is working on the inside of me. So no matter what this 4'2" frame looks like in a mirror, God sees me in a different light. God sees me as beautiful. God sees me as his creation, because I was created in his image, believe it or not, Pastor Jim and Pastor Marcia.
Yes, you were. You're beautiful.
After what you guys said about me, you know, a few couple of hours ago, is that I am beautiful and I am created and I have the peace of God within me because I have God, Jesus lives within my heart.
Amen. Amen. And to correct the record, Betty Thomas is not a little person. She's not 4'2". She's about 5', and so is that about right? Have I corrected the record sufficiently, or are you 5'2"?
I am 5'2", and I am taller than you.
War is about to break out. So anyway,
it's the hair.
Okay,
it's the hair.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. I'm 5'11", so I got you all beat.
Yeah, you do. Yes, yeah, you do. Well,
bless your heart.
Yes, bless your heart. So Betty and I have been fighting all day, it seems, that, and I just think the Lord needs to intervene and give forgiveness to her. So forgive me for these things. But anyway, the thing that just hits me, Betty, is the word fuss here. Because, you know, we do fuss. My boss in real estate years ago put a big sign on her door, and it was the word whining, and she drew a mark through it, like no whining. In other words, if you're just going to come in here to fuss, then just stay out. And I've never forgotten that she did that day, and it did stop some of the fussing. But you know, it's so easy for us as humans to fuss our way through life. I don't know the dictionary definition of fuss, but I think it's kind of like, it's an uneasiness, it's complaining, it's griping, it's feeling like I wish this were that way and not that way, and oh God, where are you, and why is Pastor Jim treating me bad, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think of fussing as a lot of complaining.
Yeah.
You may have heard the term fuss budget.
Fuss budget. Yes.
Yeah, you hear
good
people
term.
Called a fuss budget.
Yes.
And it's just somebody who's kind
fuss
of
budget.
Running around trying to just worried about stuff and just doing stuff to stop from being worried.
And don't you think that we do this kind of thing a lot of times to cover up all the anxiety on the inside of us, the panic that we're feeling, the uneasiness, the
right. Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, some people and Betty, what made me think about that was what you said about wanting everything to be perfect. And that's a good goal.
Right.
But it can make you nuts.
It can.
And that I see a fuss budget as somebody like working to make everything perfect, to be in control. And,
right.
And the more we know, the more we strive to get in control, the less control we really have.
So true. And so often what we're fussing about is the behavior of others. And I think that's what Jesus is getting at here. And he's also saying, you know, quit worrying about, can you get any taller by standing there in front of the mirror? That's when I'm sorry, Betty, I apologize to you on the air and ask you to forgive me for calling you 4'2" when it was really 5'2". And I knew that. I did it intentionally just to upset you. So I just want to give you my apology.
Just so well,
I humbly and honestly forgive you. I've forgiven you for what, 30 some years now. I can go ahead and continue on.
On to do that and rise above my crude comments?
I will rise above the inflammatory remarks that you're making about me.
It's just been going on for a couple hours here. I'm sorry. I really am.
And but, I just don't want any of our audience to think you two are really fighting.
No.
Because they're not. It's just
we're best buddies. No, we're
just messing with each other.
I have peace. Do you?
I have peace. Yes, I have peace that you're going to straighten up and start treating me better. So, yes, I
will treat you better, my friend.
All right. Okay. So Jesus is making a point here about you can't change how tall you are, And we get so upset about having the latest fashions. He talks about that. He addresses that. About the fact that maybe our hair, we're not having a good hair day. PJ, do you want to comment on this? PJ's never having a good hair day. Actually, though, we really like your hair like that.
I wouldn't. I have, just so everybody knows, I keep it really short.
It's like a quarter. It's like an eighth of an inch tall.
Oh, no, it's a little longer than that now. It's been a few weeks since I cut it.
I'm sorry.
Cut it at an eighth of an inch, however.
I shouldn't pick on you. I love the way you look.
But believe me, guys, it's easy to just run shampoo through it.
Right.
Rinse, I'm done.
You're done. I love it.
I have no styling, no nothing.
Right.
I forgot where I was going to go with all that. But, you know, I could be worried about that. And
No.
You know, I could be worried about the way I look, but I think, you know.
But people do get so consumed by this, right?
By their physical appearance.
Yes.
And we buy into the lies that we see on commercials.
We do.
People get so concerned and worry about the federal government.
Right.
And let me just say, we did pray today that you know, this issue with the government being out of money would be ended.
Yes.
And then we leave it in God's hands.
We can't fix it.
We leave it in God's hands.
Right.
No matter how small our worries are or how big.
Yes.
I know people who are getting ready to build bomb shelters. It's like, get over it.
Yeah.
That might be a prudent thing to do, but not if I'm going to sit and worry about it.
Right.
Are they going to bomb us? Are they going to bomb us?
No.
We don't know. And Jesus is saying that right here. All your worry is not going to change that.
Yes.
Because worry never changed anything.
No, it never did.
And I'm sure we're probably going to get to those scriptures where we talk about how to change that.
Exactly. But we want to identify the problem first because this is a common human problem.
Look at the garden. What's the first thing they did? They heard God, and I bet you they got so panic-stricken, Adam and Eve. What's the first thing they did? They covered themselves. Because they knew something was wrong. They knew they had done wrong. And what was their first reaction? To run. And, you know, that's anxiety producing. I mean, I'm sure they were worried, well, what's God going to do to us now?
Right.
And, you know, they did not understand he was a merciful and gracious God.
Amen.
Because he provided the first sacrifice to cover their sins when he gave those animals skin.
Amen. So we're going to get to that now. There is a solution for all this fussing. There really is. Word of God speak.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard. To hear what you would say, word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your. I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, and all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, I hear your voice, and word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, and be still and know that you're in this place, please let me stay.
to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty.
Dear God, we do ask that your word, your precious anointed word, speak to us in these moments here on this radio show today. Lord, we know you're doing that. We are identifying the problem that so many of us face with anxiety and worry and fussing about things that often we can't even change or control. But Lord, we submit to your wisdom, the wisdom of your word, the wisdom of the anointed word of God right now as we continue on the show. And we say to you, God, word of God, speak to us, teach through us, talk through us, and minister to these so many hurting lives around the globe as only your word can do. And we'll thank you for it in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. I love that song, Word of God, Speak. Because God does have an answer here, Betty, and God does have an answer here, PJ. For so many of us, as we've gone through life, we've gotten so used to fussing. We've gotten so used to complaining and to wearing our feelings on our face where we look worried so that people say, what's wrong with you today? You know, we're so used to doing that, aren't we, Betty? Talk to us.
Well, I believe that I will use a word they use today is a lot of us thrive on drama. And it takes the peace away when we're in that kind of state of mind. It's unnecessary to be able to have those type of feelings that will rob us of our joy.
Right.
And when we get to the point where things are just out of control, that's where the word of God speaks to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it lifts us out. It gives us the ability to overcome whatever this world has to throw at us. Don't you believe that?
I do believe that. And I believe it's only the word. I mean, because we can talk ourselves into a happy place. We can counsel ourselves into a better place. We can listen to five of our best friends telling us we're going to be okay and everything's going to be all right. But all of that encouragement, although wonderful and we need it in our lives, is second rate to what the Word of God can do as we grab a hold of the promises of God. Talk to me, PJ, about this, and then we've got to almost get ready to go to break here real quick.
Wow.
Go ahead. I can't believe an hour's already gone by.
Well, just something that Betty said about, you know, the drama. I think people who thrive on drama, who have accepted a second-rate version of life, they've accepted the devil's lies about what life can be. Because in order to feel alive, you have to have all this drama, all this stuff
right.
going on.
Yes, yes.
And that's just a lie from the devil.
It is.
Because it is the exact opposite of God's peace.
Exactly. We're going to pick up right there in just a couple minutes. We are almost at the top of the hour, and we have to do a station ID in a moment. But, Betty, I want you to invite people to use our prayer line, please. Prayers at BOHMglobal.com. Why should they?
Well, because God likes to answer prayer.
Amen.
We are, we have prayer warriors who are willing to go and take your needs to the throne of God. You don't have to be explicit, unspoken requests. You can be as explicit as you would like. But we actually receive that prayer. Pastor Jim, Shell, and myself, we type up a prayer that's sent out to all of the prayer warriors on our prayer chain, and we go to battle for you. And the Lord hears our prayers, and we're just so thankful and blessed that we have a God who does hear our prayers.
Amen.
So send us your request at prayers@bohmglobal.com. And we also want to hear praise reports from the prayer request also, because that gives God all of the glory.
Amen. It certainly does. Woo, it certainly does. Pastor Jim, what do you think about the Facebook posts that we're doing? And they're on Beacon of Hope Facebook page and on also my page. Why are we even doing those things? And what is it all about?
My personal opinion is I love them.
Okay, thank you.
They're great. It's like a quick teaching.
Yeah.
Quick word of God. And, it's a great way to get the word out there because, when I see it come up, I share it on my page. I share it on Beacon's page.
Right.
So that everybody then can share, keep sharing it. And it's kind of like that old, I forget which shampoo commercial it was, but, and she told two friends and she told two friends.
Right. Right.
And pretty soon, we get the word of God out all over the internet. And it's always something that follows up along with the themes of the current teaching that we're doing.
Right.
So it's just great. And it's short.
Yeah.
It's compact. It's like 15 minutes long. So it's not like you're sitting through an hour long teaching. It's 15 minutes of concentrated word.
And we started this about a year ago, right now in January.
It came up on my memories. It was a year ago on the 18th.
Exactly. And, did you see that I re-shared that particular, I think I re-shared the second one, not the first one, but it was short. It was like 7 or 8 minutes, then. But I re-shared it this week. So you can go to Marcia McAllister posts or you can go to Beacon of Hope Ministries posts. And Betty, you're a follower of our Facebook posts, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, she is. All right. So, yeah. Is there anything else you want to say about that or invite our listeners to?
Well,
the beat goes on.
That's right. And one of the great things about it is, I don't know whether you do it on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday, but it's uplifting. Anytime that you can get the word of God and you can get it from the source of someone who actually preaches the word, the pure word of God comes forth over those 15 to 17 minutes of Facebook time. And to me, they are they're an integral part of my week because I don't have that ability to have a service, on Wednesday or Thursday. But it's so good to be